Right, welcome to episode 147 of the Bobbycast from the hotel in Los Angeles. We are at the, what's the place called?
Millennium Biltmore.
The Millennium Biltmore. It's in downtown Los Angeles, and it's where they had a bunch of Hollywood Week for American Idol. So there's a theater, and then there's the hotel. And since this is the hotel that we were working out of and shooting, I thought we'd stay here. And Idol pretty much pays for, they give me a stipend up front for all hotel, all everything. And this place is pretty nice. And I ordered some breakfast, and there was a banana. And the banana is $8. I didn't know that until it came. It says sliced fresh banana, $8. And it wasn't even a full banana. It was only a half banana. So that's a $16 banana.
Wow.
So I'm actually looking at the food right now. I'm going to order. Because I want to talk about the Dancing with the Stars controversy. There's no phone. Is there a phone? I'm just going to order some food. Yeah. We'll come back to that second. For me, I wanted to come on. And first of all, let me say that thanks to LifeLock, who is our sponsor here on episode 147. And if this sounds a little different than the rest, I felt like we needed to grab a microphone and just talk about this while it was still fresh. First, let me thank LifeLock for all that holiday online shopping that you're doing. Here are some basic cyber safety guidelines. One, don't shop from sites that don't have SSL encryption. Now, you may be like me, you know what that means. What that means is make sure if you go to a URL that it's HTTPS, not just HTTP. Make sure it has that S on the end. And make sure there's that icon padlock, because that means it's secure. It means it's more secure than if not. And so you're looking for deals, you're online, you're shopping. It's all this stuff for the holidays. You need LifeLock. I have LifeLock. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has the power of Norton Security to help protect you against threats to your identity and your devices, because I love it. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But no matter the season, LifeLock with Norton Security is the right choice to help look out for your threats that you might miss on your own. They're there for you. They've been there for me. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Promo code BONES for an extra 15% off your first year. Promo code BONES, an extra 15% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Again, I'm a big LifeLock guy. They've saved me a few times. So this is what's happened over the course of the last couple days, is that, and I guess this was not news to me because I already knew. And I think we're going to title this thing How Bobby Canceled Dancing with the Stars or something like that.
Okay.
Which is an overly dramatic thing because I actually had nothing to do with it. But so the big news came out yesterday, I think. They say Dancing with the Stars is skipping its spring season. And then a lot of the news outlets decided to continue the story by going, because of controversial win by Bobby Bones. And talk about how some people were upset, and that's why the show is skipping a season. Which I'm here to tell you, it isn't. And I don't know what I'm supposed to know when I'm supposed to know it, but I'm in a weird place because I work on the show that's on ABC in the spring now, which is American Idol. And so even last year, Dancing with the Stars did not do a full spring show because of American Idol. They did an abbreviated athlete season. And I think even talking with people on the show, and you have to also know that I love that show. I didn't love the show before I did it because I didn't spend enough time with it. I don't, you know, I'd seen it in clips and watched parts of it. But now after being a part of Dancing with the Stars, like I'm such a big fan of the people there that run the show and that put me on the show. So again, I'm biased because I'm such a fan of that whole organization. So know that as I'm talking about it. But, you know, I am part of the ABC family because I did Idol last year. I did Miss America. They put me on Dancing with the Stars, and they knew I was going to Idol full-time this year. So I'm very much part of ABC. So I've been privy to hearing conversations about scheduling for months and months and months. And I remember last year when Idol came on for the first time, I believe it took Dancing with the Stars off in the springtime. So they only had a short time before they got to the fall season, so they did the sports, the athletes. This year, that's basically all they're not doing is that abbreviated athlete season. And so, but the big headline is Dancing with the Stars cancels the whole show. No one will ever dance again in America.
And there's your face.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. And there's my face. And so it's just people bashing me on every website, which is fine. Listen, I got bashed a lot anyway for being on the show. But first things first, them, from every indication I've had from both shows I'm working on and for the last months, this was already happening before I finished 12th or first. Much happier that I finished first. I'm actually in my Dancing with the Stars robe right now. It was just returned to me from my dressing room. It was very nice of them to do. So it had nothing to do with a controversial ending. It had everything to do with Idol coming on in the spring. I don't know if they felt like they were able to do that the show justice in a short period of time with the athletes, because I feel like they thought they had a great cast. And just from talking to the dancers, like I know all of them, and even the producers, that they felt like they had something really special with that athlete show, but they did not have enough time to actually do it justice. And then it was rushed. And I just don't think they wanted to rush it again. And it's exactly the same as last year, except for that one rushed season. But not if you look at the internet. If you look at the internet, I canceled Dancing with the Stars because I won. The shocking thing to me about all of this with Dancing with the Stars and me is, a lot of times, if I do something controversial-ish, which at this point, I'm not even controversial. There was a time in my career where I was just pissing people off because I would be like, let's just see what happens. I don't feel the need to do that now because I actually have things that I'm working for instead of things I'm working against. But I did nothing on this show to actually create this anti-Bobby, because there's a large anti-Bobby crowd from Dancing with the Stars. I mean, I did nothing except go to practice every day, dance as hard as I could, and just be me on that show. Like, I didn't not take it seriously. I think I actually embody what that show is meant to be, someone who doesn't know how to dance and gets better as the season goes. And I was walking on American Idol today, because we're taping Hollywood Week, and people were coming up to me, like, feeling sorry for me, like, apologizing because they had seen the internet. And they were like, hey, man, are you okay? Like, don't, because some of those guys switched shows too. They just went over to American Idol from Dancing with the Stars. And they were like, man, I hope you don't see that and think that everybody hates you. And I was like, well, I didn't think that.
Now I do.
Now maybe I kind of do think that a little bit. But even the dancers, and I can tell you just from being with Sharna, she knew there wasn't going to be. Like, everyone's known for such a long time that it had nothing to do with me winning that show. And so I kind of just wanted to come on and say that because people won't leave me alone. Like, news people are reaching out to me. I get the stray comment now, like, congratulations costing people their job. Like, what are you talking about? And secondly, what about all the jobs that open at other shows? Didn't think about that. That's just logically. But no, American or Dancing with the Stars will not be on in the spring, because American Idol will be on Sundays and then Mondays in the spring in that spot. And so I know that because I'm on that show too. So I think that's that part that I just kind of wanted to address, is that actually had nothing to do with it. I wish that I had the kind of power that they would cancel a show because the whole world was so shocked that I won a reality show.
That's crazy.
Yeah. For anyone to even think this, I was reading an article at Good Housekeeping, and they have written so many bad articles about me just trying to stir stuff up. And it's been so difficult for me to not jump back at them, because they've just written stuff that isn't true. Like, they've been clickbait central.
Yeah.
And Good Housekeeping of all places. You're supposed to just buy an apron there. You know? Look at apple pie. Buy an apron. But, man, they are diehard. And I'm glad they're diehard Dancing with the Stars, because now I am. But, man, they have been on my balls all year, except for, like, one article. One time they were like, Bobby Bones, talk smack to Alexis Wren and other people because saying they're not working. No. That's not what I said. All I said was I didn't get to go to Disney World because I had to work a job. And my job literally would not let me go to Disney World. And I would have loved to have went to Disney World. But we had to be in a radio studio 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And we were traveling across the country. So I don't know why Good Housekeeping has a beef with me. This may be the wimpiest beef of all time. Bobby Bones versus Good Housekeeping.
They went hard, man.
They went hard today. They probably the meanest article, but it's consistent with kind of how they've been treating me. But I'm a big boy. I won the show. I didn't win it. Everyone keeps saying controversial. I won the show by the rules. I played the game exactly as it was supposed to be played. There was not. And my favorite. My favorite part about it all is people that are demanding that they change the rules. That's like someone now. Again, not to get political, and I made this reference before, go, you know what, didn't like how the election went, we should change how people vote. Just because it didn't end the way you wanted it to end doesn't mean you should change the rules.
Well, that's what they've been highlighting in some of those articles, like, oh, now they're looking at changing the voting because...
No, they're looking at highlighting it because the person who's writing the article's favorite didn't win. So obviously, I had a bunch of votes, more than anybody else. And if you're listening to this, you probably voted, and I appreciate that because, man, we're basically the same. But today's been a nutty day. A nutty day of people just beating me up for literally trying as hard as I could at something. And that's all. I have to go. I'm going on a Dancing with the Stars tour. Tomorrow I'll fly to South Carolina. I've been so sick. And, like, I got really, really sick where even you could tell at work, but I just haven't been able to shake it. And I've been able to work and do American Idol, but I just cough like crazy and it's gross. But I've been so sick that I haven't been able to practice the dancing. So not only did I get the show canceled, I'm going to have to go out and bomb dances on the live show too. Which, and I was, you were with me and I was watching tape in the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
It's week one stuff. You haven't done that.
I haven't done it. Yeah. So I go to South Carolina and I do like 3 or 4 days. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the people because I loved it. I love that whole experience. And I would be such a good ambassador for that show. And to get people who, because here's the thing too, like people that are, we'll say celebrity-ish, because listen, I'm not a celebrity, but I have some notoriety. It's hard to get people to do that show at times because they go, why would I do Dancing with the Stars? It's only really great dancers that ever win. But I think with me coming on and winning, it does show that you should go on and get better and show the people how much you love it and how much fun you're having and you actually have a shot at it. I'd have been a great ambassador and I still will be for that show, but those people, those diehard Dancing with the Stars people, maybe are the meanest people I've ever seen. And I watch a lot of troll groups. And it's not even that they're trolling me. And good housekeeping, too. What's up with that? let me talk about sleep buds for a second. I'll say this. I do love these sleep buds from Bose. By the way, Mike's wearing a pair of Bose headphones I gave him.
I am.
Aren't those the most legit headphones ever?
They're so comfortable, yeah. They sound amazing.
And I didn't pay Mike to say that. And they're the best headphones maybe I think I've ever had, which is why I got them for everybody. The sleep buds, I wear them at night. If a good night's sleep is important to you, because it is me, and man, I haven't got much the last few nights with the Hollywood week, and I'll talk about that coming up, but there's nothing worse than those random night noises that keep you awake. Like, especially I'm at a hotel now too, like somebody nearby, or if you're in an apartment, somebody upstairs, the dog barking and the neighbors. So Bose fills you, and I'm glad because they're the leader in noise-canceling headphones, which is what Mike's wearing right now, and they're so good. But now they have this, basically this unique science innovation that covers those noises at night with soothing sounds. You choose a preloaded sound, then you put in the Bose tiny, snug-fitting sleep buds, and they're not ordinary earbuds, by the way. It's like preventative noise reduction, and they're soft, and they go right in, you know, and they cut all the distractions. The point is you get better sleep with fewer disruptions, right? Bose.com. Or try them at a Bose store near you. Also available at Best Buy and Amazon. I wanted to say that about Dancing with the Stars. I haven't even addressed it on social media. I haven't copied, retweeted. I was just like, I'll just talk about it on the podcast. I had nothing to do with the cancellation. I wish that I had that kind of power that I did. I wish the show was actually coming back quicker because I would like to watch it now being outsider. Like, I wish that they would put it on a different night. But they're not, but it has nothing to do with me. Anyone that says otherwise, unfollow them. Don't even read Good Housekeeping. I want to see what other articles they have. How to boil your chicken in 7 different ways. Go to page 2. Bi Bone sucks. He's the devil. But yeah, we're in a hotel in downtown Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is crazy for Mike and I both because we come from very small towns.
Yeah.
And even for me, I come out here a lot, but I never do Los Angeles. I come out here and get in a hotel and then go to work. So people are like, oh, L.A. I think you know more L.A. than I do.
Yeah, I've been around a bit.
Because you go, and like when I'm doing TV shoots and stuff, you actually go and explore a little bit.
I try to, just because it's like, I've never thought I'd be in Los Angeles at any point in my life. And now that I'm here, I'm like, all right, I have a little bit of time. I'll go check it out.
And I don't come if I have extra time. Like I'm here, I do the time, and I get out of here. And so I don't get to see any of the crazy stuff. But what today... Where were you, at like a coffee place?
I was at Starbucks right by the hotel, and I'm sitting there, and like out of nowhere, I just see a car coming down a one-way.
The wrong way.
The wrong way, and it comes up and pulls up right in front of the Starbucks. Guy gets out of the car and just takes off running and abandons his car.
So two things happen. One, the car's coming the wrong way.
Yeah.
Which you're like, holy crap. And then two, he stops and jumps out of his car.
Jumps out of his car, bolts, and then takes off running, leaves his car right there in the middle of the road.
Did you pull out and try to get on your story?
I tried to, but then everybody else got up, and they were blocking, and then I didn't want to leave my computer back at the table. So I got up to see what was happening, and I think he might have, like, hit somebody, too.
He's probably drunk, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, you had to be drunk. You ever driven the wrong way down a one-way?
No.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I mean, I have, and it wasn't like a super busy spot. I think I was outside of Dallas. And I remember driving down this road, and these people were waving at me really hard. And I was like, wow, this is a real friendly town. They were like doing two hand waves. They were like, hello, wait. And I was like, well, hello, back to you. And I realized I was going, because it was a two lane one way, and I was just in the wrong. I just drove right by them, going down the wrong way, one way. And what they were waving was, hey, turn around, pay attention. I was like 19. I wasn't drunk, but I was just an idiot. So that happened. I give you a little bit about what happened, by the way. How'd that end?
The cops came, they moved the car, and I don't think they found the guy. They like loaded someone up in the back of like the ambulance that I think he hit, and that was it.
Oh, he
hit somebody. I didn't see that part of it.
Wow. And you didn't get any of that in Insta story. First thing I asked Mike when he told me was, you get that in your story?
I was like, no.
Yeah. We've been out here all week taping American Idol. I would have been taping earlier, but it was back from Dancing with the Stars. ABC was nice enough to go, hey, just focus on dancing. And I didn't do the auditions, which is I was supposed to. I was supposed to do every episode. So this is the first time that I've been doing the show this season. It was Hollywood Week. And I'd only ever seen Hollywood Week on TV before where they put everybody in a room and then they stay up all night and they go sing. That's what the show kind of looks like it is. But man, it's so much. Like we got here and they do rows of 10. I think there were like almost 200 people. And they pull them out in rows of 10 and you sing and they go like four or five or six of you move to the forward, some of you move back and they go back row, you're going through, or front row, you're going through. And then at the end of all of that, it's like a mad dash at the end of the night because they've been singing for like 18 hours. And they go, okay, find your group. It can be in groups of 3, 4, or 5. And it reminds me of, with me, nobody ever wanted to pick me on a team. And there were some kids who weren't getting picked. There were some kids it was wild to watch everybody's like pick groups. And they have to run and pick songs. And all the minors, like 16 and below, maybe 17. Mm-hmm. Maybe 17 is a minor on the show. They can only sing so many hours. So they have to get in first. And they actually got decent sleep because they can only work so many hours. So they're all practicing their groups. I think we shot for like 13 hours yesterday up until almost 2 in the morning. And so everybody's exhausted. And then we went back and watched them all sing in the group. This is, by the way, the last 4 days feel like one day, one continuous day. But then they all went, they practiced their group dances. And they were all so tired. I watched half of them forget their words. They would get up and they play the music. You only got one shot. And it'd be like, all right, here we go. And it's like, sugar pie, honey. And it's like, one after the other, they would just forget their words. And I was like, oh, they were nervous. They were tired. It was like musical boot camp. And I think for me, what they brought me in to do is actually go in and talk to people and find the drama and find the awesomeness and find the people's stories. And like, basically I was infiltrating what they really hadn't been able to do with just producers. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd be pretty cool because I was with them the whole time. Like, if they were awake, I was awake. It wasn't tough. My stepdad worked at the sawmill, right? But it was tough. It was tough for me. Then doing the radio show, too, was tough. But it'd be interesting to see how it turns out. And Luke and Lionel and Katie then show up, and they just judge them, and they line them up, and some go home and some don't, and on to the next. It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy to see from this beginning. You have some kids that you start to like and some contestants, and they get cut. And then it's like, to me, it was like volunteering at the animal shelter. You couldn't get to know every dog's name and get to know them all because you start to like them and you want to take them all home. And I'd be like, I'd start to get to know some of the contestants and I really like them. They get cut and I'd be sad. And I was like, there's like 100 people. I can't like be friends with everyone. But I really got invested in some of them because they're all just people from places with stories and I hope it comes through. I haven't seen any edits or anything, but that's what I've been doing. And then tomorrow, I mean, we've been here since what?
Saturday.
What's today? Thursday?
Thursday.
That's a lot. We've been here a long time.
It feels like feels, 3 weeks.
Feels like forever. How long have we been talking?
We've been talking for about 20 minutes.
Okay. I think this is probably enough for this. I wanted to come on and just talk about the Dancing with the Stars and give an update on Idol. I had nothing to do with Dancing with the Stars delaying a season. If anything, Idol did, because Idol pushed them last year, pushed them again this year. I think that they do that show so well that I don't know that small gap, they had to do that small season, that they felt that they could do the show justice in that small gap. a little bit of that is me going, I've just heard people say that. But it'll be back same time next year. The only thing different is that one small, like, half season of athletes. So get off me.
You did not break the show.
I did not break the show. I'm glad I didn't break the show because I really like the show and the people. However, if I were just like a total, like, raging egomaniac, I would have loved to have broken the show. Because I'd have been like, how cool is that? Like, I went on and won. I would never want that. I would never want that for the dancers. Some of them are my friends now. I would never want that for anyone. So for everyone who is hitting me up online, you can keep on. Like, whatever. I don't care. I'm a big boy. I can take it. But all these articles where they're like, Bobby Bones broke the show, controversial. There was nothing controversial about it. This, by the way, when they're like one of the lowest scored people, they fail to mention that if that's the case, I must have been one of the highest scored the people. Like, let's do the math here. When they're like, it's controversial because he was one of the lowest scored people ever. By the way, I was the judges' scores, but that's not all the scores. Half the scores are the people. Why don't they go and one of the, if not one of the highest scoring person ever on the show? Of course not. Of course, they have one writer at Good Housekeeping who's writing about a turkey baster and also Dancing with the Stars. I'm sure they're good people of Good Housekeeping, but they have been busting me all year long. It's the weirdest combination, getting crushed for Dancing with the Stars by Good Housekeeping. Usually it's the country music people that are like the hardcores that are after me because I'm not super traditional, and I'm used to that, and I can take the punches. But it was like a weird place. It was like Strawberry Shortcake was trying to pick a fight on the playground. Like, you're Strawberry Shortcake. You're nice. Like, everything about you is like warm. And anything I didn't say or that you saw that you wanted to mention?
I mean, that's pretty much all I saw, yeah.
All right. Gonna go. If you hear this, get on Instagram. You can always post and follow the Bobbycast. You can also tell me if you heard this. And if you like it, we just grabbed him in a hotel. We have this set up now. We may do more on the road like this. You can tell us if you like this. But I'm gonna go. I'm gonna order some food and fly to South Carolina tomorrow, and then to Augusta, Georgia, then to Birmingham, Alabama, and then I get a break, meaning I'm just going to sleep and get better.
I think for the first time you're, like, ready to have a break.
Yeah, well, because in my calendar, too, I remember before I started Dancing with the Stars, before I started Miss America, because that was a thing, because that was a big-time commitment for a bit. It was, okay, all I have to do is get to Christmas. It's going to be a brutal 5 months, but if I can get there, it'll all be worth it. I even had some people telling me that they didn't think I should do Dancing with the Stars, that I should focus on Idol, like pick one. But I really wanted to dance. I don't know why. I really wanted to dance. It was like I had a calling. But yeah, I'm ready for a break. So thanks to LifeLock, thanks to Bose. I really would encourage you to. This is not. They're not paying me to say this again. But check out the Bose Sleep Buds because they fit right in your other. First time we put them in our ears, we were like, whoa, these are like soft.
Yeah.
And then even just the Bose headphones that we have are pretty awesome. Thank you very much from the casino in Las Vegas. Where are we?
Millennium.
Millennium in Los Angeles. We're out. Thanks for episode 147 of the Bobbycast. Bye, everybody.